McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Syrian government airstrikes on rebel-held neighborhoods of Aleppo killed at least 15 civilians Wednesday, according to a monitor. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 10 of the dead came in strikes just outside the Al-Bayan Hospital in the Shar neighborhood. Rescue workers responding to the attacks gave a higher toll of 23. Meanwhile, the local coordination committee also reported the strikes, said they resulted in multiple casualties. Aleppo has seen an uptick in violence in the last 48 hours as government forces are pounding rebel-held eastern parts of the city with strikes from the air while rebels are shelling western government-held parts of the city. Four people were reportedly killed when police in Papua New Guinea opened fire during a protest in Port Moresby. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Protesters say the police in Papua New Guinea fired shots directly into the crowd during a rally over alleged government corruption. The violence reportedly took place when officers tried to arrest the president of a student council. Opposition members of parliament have said that four people have died and several others were injured, although there's been no independent confirmation. In videos posted on social media, gunfire can clearly be heard, while students apparently flee amid clouds of tear gas. Following Wednesday's disturbances, rioting and looting was reported in Port Moresby. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
An Egypt Air passenger plane headed to Beijing made an emergency landing in Uzbekistan Wednesday morning. Egyptian officials have said the false bomb threat caused the plane to land. It was evacuated and searched, but no explosives were found. This is VOA News.